This is the beginning of Channel 4, right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Friday at supper, the 4th of June, 71. Channel 1, right, beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Friday at supper, the 4th of June, 71. Channel 1, right, beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Friday at supper, the 4th of June, 71.
Yeah, you saw her. She was in the station lots of times.
But she just in and out. She didn't linger, did she?
No.
She's actually fine.
Hey, this stuff.
That's
Isaiah's. Put it in the refrigerator until you pass it around. It gets swishy.
Yeah,
Helen's, that's what happens, you know. Don't you say the other day? Excuse me, cook. It sat there and got watery?
Yes, she took it out of the refrigerator and hauled it down there and set it right out in the sun.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you like gelatin, when it's a little sloppy,
it ain't good.
Now tell me, have you seen Clyde?
Yeah, he ate supper with me last night.
Where?
At home.
Don't tell me.
Hazel?
Yeah, he was over there last night until he never left at 10 o'clock.
Just sitting around?
Sitting around talking.
Is that right? What's he talking about?
Oh, it's a little bit of everything. Mainly, they bought him a new trailer.
Big trailer.
Big trailer. 12 wide and 48 feet long.
Yeah.
Woo!
With everything in it.
Including the dishes. Yeah, he said it was complete.
Well, this is, I guess they had the
bedspread, pillars, and everything. It was ready to. I mean, he set up housekeeping in. He said.
Well, I'm always interested, because I know Clyde's not going to have to pay the full price.
Well, now he didn't buy; she bought it. But he said she bought the trailer, and we moved in. And we moved in.
I listened to that.
Is that right?
That's right. He said she bought her a trailer and we moved in.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. There's no man at his house, isn't it?
Yeah. And buy the groceries.
That puts him on a good paper. When he comes home, he ought to have something interesting to say. You know that old time we used to use a starboarder?
Yeah.
We used that when somebody wouldn't do any work, you know, just. Well, he's the starboarder. Couldn't get anything out of him. Did you lay it in last night?
Yeah. Him and Hazel eat more than my whole family, including Grandma Todd. The two of them eat more.
Why, Cookie?
You ask Helen. We didn't make a dent in it, in the food that was on the table. And they wasn't enough for the dogs when we got done. When they got done.
Why?
Well, you, of course, you know that and prepare for it.
Yeah.
You, they're not there. If they couldn't just say, come on in and eat it.
Gosh, no.
She'd have to know that ahead of time.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I don't know anybody like that.
Do you know anybody else like that?
I never saw anybody could eat as much as them two people in my life. I don't begrudge it to them, don't get me wrong.
No, I know that.
I love to see them eat.
Why, Cookie?
But I hate to see them make a hog of themselves. You saw that big platter of Helen's Fay that she makes beef stew in?
Yeah.
Now that was half full. That was left half full. See, we eat first. They didn't get there late 30. And they was hell up on moving the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they came in later. But there was, everything was left. And they eat that whole half a bowl of stews.
And that's big.
A whole platter of, I eat a piece of cornbread and Grandma Todd eat a piece of cornbread out of the pan bowl. And there wasn't none left. Right.
Do they heap up their plates or just come back for more?
They heap it up and then come back for more. I don't ever saw anything like it.
Clyde ever get there on time?
No. Never get there on time.
Something always stands in the way.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy speak to him about that fair.
Yeah, she did. I remember that night he was riding around at this thing, he was looking for yours.
Yeah, he's supposed to have been there at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Or 9 o'clock or something.
9:30 when he got here, and Helen had to, I told him that Helen had to go to work at 9:30. I couldn't wait for it.
Faye, these are good peas.
Mm-hmm.
They
are.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss seeing old Clyde a little bit every now and then. He's so sassy, you know. What's his headquarters now?
Home. He's working at home.
Like you used to do?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to get the least possible profitable customers.
Well, them times if you're going to have to work much.
Well, you don't.
She got a good job.
Yeah, she made, she said last week she made over $160. 1 week.
Five days.
Mm-hmm.
Now is she the one that's a waitress?
Mm-hmm. Now she makes any tips.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
Now she is a good waitress. I'll have to pat her on the back for that. Now she knows how to serve a table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that right?
And she don't just set your food down and go on off and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Every little bit. Is there anything else you need?
Oh, really?
That's right. And if your coffee cup's empty, she fills that coffee cup up.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw 90% of the time people get up and leave a cup of coffee. She keeps that coffee cup full. And they go in and they want Hazel to wait on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll leave her anywhere from $1 to $3 to $4 to $5 tips.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Hmm. What'd you do, just work 2 meals?
Mm-hmm. 2 meals.
You know, the prices have gone up so much. If I was to go in the restroom, I think it'd just scare the whip out of me just to look at the menu.
Well, you take a meatloaf, a slice of meatloaf, and two vegetables, coffee, and bread, it'll cost you $1.50.
Yeah. And you never know what sort of meatloaf is going to be.
No, it may be made out of cornflakes.
It's just round steak like this is.
Just right.
Right. Now let me see, Cookie. That old boy, now Mr. Boy, brought up here. The blade had to be fastened on with a bolt.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have to get that little pipe to put out at the end of it, so
that's
it
right.
Won't go too far.
That's right.
When you lift the blade. And that blade looked like it had been setting out for a year or two. It was that rusty.
That's right.
It didn't have a Simon edge to it, did it?
No.
Well, now what gets me, all the others look like the same. Now, he's not just going to stack them all outdoors, is he?
Well, if he didn't stack them outdoors, he stacked them close enough to outdoors to where the rain blew in on them. Even that old horse-drawn mower machine of mine out there, when I hooked it last fall, I went right on out there in the field and that old tough stuff, and it hadn't been run for 2 years. But it was in the dry, and it cut.
And he wants to sell this thing, like he'd be trying to give it away.
I was even a quarter for it. I didn't like it the first time I looked at it.
Looks heavy. Now, he took the wheels off and mounted it to the three-point hitch. And, then it wouldn't fit the power takeoff. You had to keep fiddling with that adapter. Of course, that wasn't his fault. But you're going to have to put an edge on that blade. And when you got out there, what was the symptoms out there, Cookie? Wouldn't cut.
It just wouldn't cut. And it won't cut low enough. It's set down as low as it'll go, and it won't cut low enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that whether it cuts or not.
Yeah.
You can tell where it cuts.
Now, we know this now here works. It ain't very good, but it's paid for.
That's right, do you?
It's some Miss Guthrie's off cast, but by gosh, it works.
I forgot to ask her what their plans for hay was. Faye, you let me forget.
Was she over, or did you talk to her on telephone?
She and Shirley came over today. Shirley called up and said we go over to picnic. Well, I don't know. I went over there, and she's selling some little calves, the puniest looking things you ever saw. Just bony, big-bellied things, and the man gave her $675 for six of those calves. Three of them was fair size, and the others was no size at all.
I can't believe it.
And I tell you, she couldn't hardly believe it.
Uh-huh.
he worked at the Cape and did this on the side, and his wife puts buys dairy baby calves and puts them on the cow. Now you don't, they don't know anything, people who have kind of like that.
Yeah, and for me, go out and buy two real nice black Angus,
yeah,
and lose a $20 bill on them.
Cricket, that doesn't sound like you.
I don't, but I did.
Was you there when this opened?
No, I couldn't be there.
No, that's it. Yeah.
I have too many things going.
Yeah.
What I got to do, I just got to settle down to and quit so much as run around, get these irons out of the fire and keep them out.
Well, now that was a busy day for you though. That Monday off, you see.
That's right.
That gave you a whole day where you could run here that yonder.
And that well, it wouldn't have been so bad. That poor little old girl though, I'd have been there if it hadn't been for her. The one that got her foot busted all to pieces. Her horse fell on her, and she needed some feed for her horses. Well, big-hearted me. I guess I'll go get her some feed, and I'll take it up there to her.
Cost you?
And it cost me a $20 bill. Don't even have it.
Yeah. What was it consist of? Just going to the store and buying them a feed?
That's right. She got her foot busted, and the horse fell on her and broke her foot. I mean, it was the awfulest looking thing you ever saw. I felt sorry for her. She's one of Harry Dan's best friends.
Oh, oh.
And nobody wouldn't help him.
Oh, really?
But nobody wouldn't help him. What's a little girl we had down here?
Oh, that little girl.
That little girl.
She's charming, child.
Now, she is a wonderful, she just is, I mean, she's just a doll,
and
baby.
Can, she has horses, well, too.
She does. And I took her some feed for her horses. See, her daddy's in the hospital. Her mother's having to work. And she was bidding her carry feed in on her horse.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a sack, bag, and throw it across the horn of her saddle and haul the feed in with the horse. Well, she couldn't ride the horse. Now she didn't have no feed. And her horses was in a sand, right in a sand pile.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see them go hungry. I mean, she was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got some feed and took up there and fed her horses for her. And then I went on back to the livestock market. By the time I got back there, why? And it was in trouble.
So were your animals?
Oh, man. That's all right.
What was it? What was it doing? Just having a little horse show or game?
But there's one thing I can say. I made one person happy that day.
Yeah. Well, they don't get banged up much in those little
that's
areas.
Just once. It's the first time I ever saw one get banged up that bad. But if something happened, the horse just fell on her. She couldn't help it. And the horse's feet slid out from her. And that can happen to anybody.
Sure can.
It can happen to you or me or anybody.
Yeah.
And the horse fell.
Yeah. You get on that horse, you're not absolutely certain what's going to happen. But I'll tell you one thing. Some of Faye's friends, the ones she knew, certainly learned one thing. One of Faye's friends was a doctor, and his wife. And they bought these horses for a horse. And it was gone and looking, and so he started doctoring it up. Feeding it up. You know, you all talked about that.
David Shaw.
Yeah.
And that horse had so much energy, he didn't know what to do. Run away with her.
No.
There's the end of her horse.
Yeah, kill her.
And the whole trouble was they got the horse too healthy.
That little palomino, you know, I told you about. That's gonna make the rattiest thing that ever walked on four legs. Sure is.
Yeah.
Hair then can even make it rack.
Oh.
And this 3-year-old.
And pretty.
She's gonna be pretty. She's skinny now.
Uh-huh.
But when she fills out, she's gonna be real nice. And she's well behaved.
Yeah.
I'll be able to sell her. They won't let you.
You let somebody lay the cold green down and I'll sell them. My color to you.
Hmm?
I'm my color to you.
Well, you can work on it.
We wore out, you haven't got the bigger. To even look an animal in the face.
Oh,
it's not even tempting. It just comes to vitality.
You can find me a horse that'll saddle herself and come up to the door.
I wouldn't know a thing.
Oh.
It's just the mere looks of the horse. You got too much energy. You'd have to get one that hadn't been wormed.
Even Hubie's got too much energy, huh?
For me. Contemplate.
Clay, don't fix me now. I just don't want
now, to. What's all that rattling I heard? What's all that rattling I heard?
On that mower machine?
Yeah.
That's that slip clutch slipping.
Let me see.
See, it's got a spring-loaded slip clutch in there. Like your roller mower. You know, we put them clutches in there.
Yes.
Only this is a gear that will slip out. And that's what that was.
Well, it was rattling away. Here, clear over here.
Yeah.
I thought the tractor's coming apart.
That's the awful sound of things that have been out here on this
one. Well, I tell you, it's like I told Jim, I said, now, I won't give him $2 and a quarter for it, let alone $225. I won't. I ain't got no use for it. I don't think we have it here on the farm.
I didn't.
Of course, this mother Paul's going to set in the way.
Yeah. After he set it down out there, and I wish then that he had just taken it on, even after he set it down out there and started telling me about it.
Well, you didn't even tell him to bring it.
Yes, I told him to bring it.
Well,
he said it'd be 3 or 4 days, and he brought it the same day, same morning. Looking like he's in a hurry.
How you know?
Now, quicker, will you pull your coffee?
Now, Mr. Ashmore, he wants some hay. Mr. Mott wants some hay. Mr. Melvin wants some hay. And who else?
And they just don't have anything to feed. And no pasture.
That's right, they ain't got no pasture. And they can't go buy hay.
Jim said he understood that in town, some people were offering $3 and a half a bale for hay.
Mr. Mott over there paid $2.60 a bale for Timothy and weeds.
Yeah.
He said it was clover, but I never saw no ragweed look like clover. I saw too many ragweed baled up in there. They can fool me now on clover and ragweed. I know the difference. They might fool them poor old cows, but no, they don't fool this old cookie. Clover hay has got a sweet smell.
Yeah.
And ragweed has got a musty smell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now this is just as musty as if it would rot.
It does have a musty smell?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
you know you.
If this girl, little girl's daddy don't get straightened up to where he can be home, Guy, I tell you what I like to do. I mean, I'll go buy my feed for my horses, and they ain't got nothing for their horses to eat.
Yeah.
Nothing. And they don't have no money because their hospital bills got them broke. I mean, flat broke. I'm going to load 10 or 12 bales of hay on my truck and take up there and give it to that little girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am. To me, we could take a whole truckload and we wouldn't lose a thing. Well, we give it to somebody that's trying to help themselves rather than these people that we tried to give it to and wouldn't come and get it.
Well, we got them told, didn't we, last one?
We sure did.
They were short and we had plenty.
That's right. Wanted to buy some, I ain't selling a damn bale.
That's got none. No money to sign on it.
Y'all so mean.
Well, they was mean to us, wasn't they, Guy?
They sure
were. I thought that salad fair, about eating those sweet potatoes. I said.
You want some of that?
No, I don't know. They just didn't have respect for hay.
No, good millet and rye and oats. They didn't have no respect for it.
I just couldn't understand.
I really don't,
Cody.
That's one I just don't understand. It's like giving them on a platter.
Well,
that's one good thing about it, though. This old cow's got so hungry, by gosh, they eat old dead hay and stuff that was left down there on the field. We didn't have to rake it up and in the hay.
Yeah.
They cleaned that much of it up.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the world's curious now. Everything's upside down.
I just like them fellas up there at the university. They just sure can't take no for an answer.
Oh, yeah. They keep asking, see, won't let him just ride a tractor.
What they want you to do now?
They want me to take care of it with the supervisor's job, and I don't want it.
How do you have to have all that headache?
I'm not going to have it. I told him today. I said, now, if that's all you got for me, I'll go home. I think that Cadillac will get me home.
Yes. With him telling them, all he wants is just to do what he's doing.
I said, let me alone. Tell me what you want done, and then get on out of the country and let me alone. I'll do it.
Yeah. How about that?
That is something.
And Mr. Lake came back today. Mr. Eckerson came back. You thought more about that supervisor's job? Well, I told him unknown in no uncertain terms what I thought about it.
It ain't the heavy equipment that bothers him.
It's the headache that goes with it.
Yeah.
And they've got some operators, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't let them run a wheelbarrow for me.
Yeah.
And then you'd be responsible.
I'd be responsible. And I'm not going to take it if I have to. I'm going to tell them I'm going to get transferred, and I will. And I've even got a man working on it.
Who's that?
Mr. Blackwell. Not Windsor Baptist Church.
Yeah. What's he doing?
He is supervisor over the Department of Housing.
I mean, out there.
He don't do nothing. He tells the other man what to do.
I mean, out at Windsor there.
Well, he does all the cooking. Helped Alvin Pond do the cooking
yeah,
when they had their
yeah,
cookout.
Yeah.
And the heaviest thing you got to worry with is a little leather pouch on your side with a pair of pliers, a screwdriver, two crescent wrenches, and that's all you got to worry with. Go around and fix some doorknobs, and putting in light bulbs, and window screens, and that's all you do.
How about that? I miss my calling. I ought to be working for, what's his name?
Blackwell.
I ought to be working with Mr. Blackwell.
And yep. Pays the same money I'm getting now.
Would the supervisor's job pay more?
He'd pay me $7,600 a year. But I don't care about that much money. All I want is to let me alone.
Yeah, and you a shift for yourself.
That's right.
That's all you wanted over there in the first place, just toehold where you wouldn't starve.
That's right. I told him I didn't want to make all the money they had over there. I said it sure be nice. But I don't want no responsibility. That one little old tractor there, that's all the responsibility I got.
And that's all you need.
That's all I want. That's all I'm going to have.
Well, that trash detail was all right.
That was all right, but they wouldn't. They didn't want me to stay on that. They wanted to put another nigger on that, and they did.
Yeah.
That's for niggers, I think.
Yeah, but now with that, you see, you had the big advantage. You could just circulate.
I could circulate. I was all over the place.
And a nigger don't need to be all over the place.
No, he needs to be in a dark someplace.
Well, the way things working out, you haven't had the leeway to look around much over there.
I haven't had, no.
When you off, everybody's lit gone.
Yeah. Where if I'd been on a trash truck, I'd have been picking up their trash. See, I was in Slavic, I was all in housing departments there, Down Village, I was down in there. Core Village, back in there. And you can see them things. I mean, make contacts.
Ain't got time to say hello.
Yeah.
But and you don't have to go to make it a trip. You're already there.
I was there. Because we were always looking for some place to hide. We had nothing to do.
Yeah. You know, they say that's what the postmen do, Cookie. They don't have routes now that take them all 8 hours to get there. You see, I saw a little piece in the paper about that. You know any postmen? They delivery men, mail men.
Yeah.
So what they got to do is find somewhere where they can sit down and keep out of sight.
That's right.
For a good little session of time. That is not the easy thing to find, I guess.
No, it's hard to hide a state vehicle.
Yes.
It's hard to hide a government vehicle. But if you're on foot, you can step behind most any tree and hide for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, you can't work after dark.
We
don't have any work to do with the mosquitoes. I never saw mosquitoes as bad.
I never noticed them quite as bad, John. They just cover them little calves sometimes.
Never saw them.
I ran into something the other night. I got to tell you about this. You were talking about something to haul a tractor on, and
yeah.
This,
yeah.
And be mobile. Now, mister, I'm building. I am building it. It'll hold up a caterpillar. And it's light. I can pick up one end of it.
Oh,
really? It looks big and heavy, but it ain't. It's a house trailer frame. It had burned.
Yeah.
My channel iron stringers are 8 inches. 8 inch. And they're sitting on the end, edgeways like that.
Yeah.
And it's got I-beam crossing it. The cross pieces.
Yeah.
I think it's got 5 of them in there. And I got the original hitch to go on it off the house trailer. and I'm putting two axles under it, and I'm welding it solid. I'm not putting springs under it. And it's 6 feet and a half wide. Exactly.
Between the wheels?
Between the wheels, 6 feet and a half. And you can run either one of them tractors up on it, or both of them. Because it's 16 feet long.
You could load a lot of hay on there, too.
Yes, sir. You can load a lot of hay on that thing.
That sure sounds.
What?
About a $20 bill in it.
Is that right? Is that right?
Why,
could it? Well, there's no telling what this fella would want for that one, for this one out there. We looked at off 441, 301.
He wanted about $250, maybe $300.
Ooh.
And I can take that $20 bill that I spent, and another $20 to go with it, and I can have a better trailer, a stouter trailer, than he's got.
Yeah.
And this one you can run an automobile up on it if you want to.
Yeah.
That one down there wasn't wide enough to put a car on.
That 6 foot's not wide enough for a car? Oh, it's got to clear those fenders.
Mine's 6 feet and a half inside.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a floor on it.
16 foot.
16 feet.
16 foot's pretty good length, Cookie.
Yeah, it's good length.
What would it take to pull it then?
I'll pull it with my Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Or I'll pull it with that Ford truck.
That pull it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
You don't need it 16 foot.
Yeah, but it's already put together.
Can't cut it off.
And if I cut it off, I'm afraid it'll weaken.
I see.
So I'm gonna leave it that way.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Now you can't turn that down, can you? It's too much of a too good a thing.
Yeah.
Well, now, what happened to your watermelon truck?
We're still negotiating. I know what he wants, and I ain't gonna give it. I know what I'll give him, and I know where there's another motor I can get set in it, just like that.
And you wouldn't have to take the head off of it?
No, just take the whole thing out.
When they freeze up like that from standing, is that troublesome?
Yes, sir.
That's worse than just wear.
Wear, it sure is. I bought a Chevrolet truck, a one-ton Chevrolet truck, about 2 years ago. And it set and stuck up. And I want you to know I took a sledgehammer and tried to drive them pistons out of there, and I couldn't do it.
And eating this stuff will rust. It gets low on oil, and oil all gets out of it?
And all drain out of it. Alright, then whenever your cylinder walls rust, and your pistons, which is aluminum, when they corrode, and that gets together, you might just well weld them in there, because they won't stick no tighter.
Yeah. Well, he knows that.
Yeah, he knows it.
So he wouldn't ask you something you're not getting.
I'm going to give him a $100 bill for it, and that's all. I'm going to buy that other engine for $30 and put it in there.
Yeah. And with the shape that motor's in, then there's not much else he can do.
He never will get no more than that out of it.
This fella, Jackie, you know, if he gets into it, he won't give him much.
He don't want to sell it to Jackie anyhow. Jackie wasn't even...
He done told me he didn't want, he wasn't going to sell it to Jackie. He said, I'd rather give it to you as to sell it to Jackie.
Not right this minute, Faye. I'm right comfortable for a change.
Today ended up this term, didn't it?
Yeah. Exam week next week. But no more classes.
No more classes.
Oh, I'm telling you, they worked me over. They didn't try to do anything. It just, I just so tired of it. I got so tired, I just ached. I put that thing on, the thing, and I looked at it, and I just sat down there, and I said, I'll be goddamned if I can do another thing. I can play second fiddle, but I can't play first. I come in here, lay down, and I told Faye I didn't think I'd get up. Now, that's what that does to you up there, if you get in the wrong spot, you see.
Well, you've been in the wrong spot this whole term, ain't you?
Yes. It's been hard on me that whole time. I've been fighting it.
Now, last year wasn't so bad, was it?
No. Yeah, first part of this year is all right. Very nice. But I knew I was just bored. I had enough. See, I manipulate them all the time. And, it's all right when you're fresh.
Yeah.
You, I couldn't explain to you how you do that, how you manipulate them. But you talk about horse trading now. This manipulation that I've learned to do, it's all based on deception. You work them into doing things that they wouldn't do.
Yeah.
It's getting them to do something for themselves that they wouldn't do. And what you do it for is for the good of the country. You just don't want them all to be misfits and flatheads, you know.
No more.
I guess that's it. I don't know. Well, Everett was afraid that thing had froze up, and he might have been sure. He might have just taken that for granted, mightn't he? He can't, old Fred down there, his mechanic down there, he can't help him much because Fred can't leave his place.
Well, I'll tell you, I think Everett knew it was froze up. I think he knew it was froze up.
Oh, he'd been into it.
He had the crank out. See, it's got an old fashioned crank.
Yeah.
I put the crank on and I couldn't budge it.
That's all you needed to know?
That's all I needed to know.
So you didn't even have to fool with it?
So we started talking. And I got to looking at them bodies, them big high racks, you know, and so forth. And I could sell him tires and that watermelon bed over there for $200. Because that is a good body on there.
Yeah. Just like that shed it's sitting under.
Yeah.
I guess they built that about the same time. I guess they had the shed a little before they got the body. When they put the body on?
48.
And they built that shed in 46.
That's right.
Is that the number on the figure
yeah.
up there?
1946, yeah.
Yeah. So they was, his daddy was in business then, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Still in business. You know those fellas like Willie and Everett and all? Growed up out there, and they know the country when it really prospers. And then they see all these rich people moving in on them, you see. They don't say much, but you know.
They think a lot, don't they?
You know they do, but yeah, they don't say much, do they?
No, no.
They take it, take what comes. And the rich people, you see, not interested in anything they do. You see, they have that boy goes off to Vietnam, and they have that barbecue for him over there, old man Robin Whitehurst.
Yeah.
But rich people don't go.
Mm-mm.
People move in. You know, I was over there across creek right smart then, and one of those boys was going off to Vietnam, and he had a reputation of being an awful nice boy, and they were giving little parties here, there, you know, and I wanted that's for everybody, you know, it wasn't just for his own, for his friends, and I wanted to go, and I arranged to go with Marvin and Miss Mary. And then I got sort of cold feet about it. I felt like, you know, I didn't really know any of them. I feel like an outsider. And I backed out. But I wanted to go. I would have loved to go on. Now, you see, I can talk to them at home, and it ain't noticeable. Mm-hmm. But when I go in to see where they have a meeting, you see, I'm an outsider. I don't know anybody, or I don't know them. You know, I haven't known them very long. So I kind of avoid those sessions, except your fish fry up there, your picnics. That's nice. See, I don't feel out of place up there.
Did you hear about our neighbor getting burnt up?
No.
But, yeah. You see, the University of Florida has got a peach orchard out there on Old Palatka Highway. Well, this fella, he was bad to drink, but he lived in a little trailer in that peach orchard and was caretaker of it.
Yeah.
Well, that trailer burned up and burned him in it.
Well,
he burned up in that trailer.
Yeah, he was just fixed from there on. Just fixed, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Just situated. And all he had to do was just stay out there and keep an eye on it.
That's right.
And had a place to live.
Yeah. Well, they said Gainesville fire officials blamed it to a gas stove. His cook stove, you know?
Yeah.
Something faulty on the pilot of it, pilot light.
Yeah.
Well, like a pilot light on a stove. When I get too lazy to strike a match, when I'm too lazy to eat, I'll just lay down and die.
You know what you can do? These little flints, like you light your torch with.
Yeah.
Something like that would be a whole lot better.
Sure.
But you try getting one. Cigarette lighter would do it.
Yeah, see, my cigarette lighter works on butane. See, that's a butane lighter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could have one over there. How would you do it? You see, if you snap that and just get a spark out of it, like that, it gets down there so close, it burns your hand.
Yeah.
You need a little...
You need something longer.
And I want those little flints, you see, it lasts you 6 months over there, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Use as much as I use that thing to keep my cigars lit. One flint will last in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. That's right. And you're lighting that all day long.
Yeah.
Mr. Todd was really sitting on top over here last Sunday. She just feeling fine.
Well, she has felt bad for so long. That blood pressure.
Oh.
Yeah, that old Dr. Bauer, he almost killed her. I used to be up at Hawthorne that died.
Yeah.
She kept going to him and going to him, and he kept her on dope. And he never did check her blood or nothing and let her blood pressure get so high. Now she just died, because I almost died.
Well, how did she catch it?
He died, and she went to another doctor, and the other doctor caught it.
Playing the chances, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh.
She was feeling good last night. She stayed over home till 9 o'clock.
Well, I wonder, Helen, she's a nurse practically herself. I wonder if she didn't catch it.
She wouldn't pay no attention to us.
Oh, I see. Oh. Yeah, that's right.
That's the reason she's so close to us now.
Well, you can't just put a fella in the car and say, now, come on. You just don't, people don't do that, do they?
No, just like Jim. You couldn't say, now, look, I wish you would stay tonight. See, you just can't do it. I mean,
And now this is what he needs. He don't need to roll on the highway for 200 miles. He needs to get out there and stretch himself.
Well, how about this other girl was with him last weekend, Lorraine? She's a pretty wild number, ain't she?
Well, now, that's something, isn't it? That's what you got to put up with.
But yet, on the other hand, she's a real nice somebody.
Yes.
She could be brilliant.
Just perfect charming.
Yeah. But she's still got a streak to her.
Oh, she got a streak. She not got that out yet. She was in that here. Several months leading up to it, and then she got into it so strong that she left school, you know.
Yeah.
And she went back on up there. She got a brother or somebody up there back east, and got up, you know, she was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
She got into it up there.
She just couldn't stand at it.
And she said what they did with that is it just put them shame down here, you see. They just had the slickers up there, you know they do.
Oh, yeah. She went up there, they ain't got educated, and come back down here, and...
She's quit. She's trying to... She's out of it.
She's out of it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She, it just about got her. They get sold on those things, you know. In her case, as I see it, as she told it, she just gets sold on it, and then it don't go through, and just the bottom drops out.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got nothing to be interested in. But she's a charming, bright thing, isn't she? I don't, you see what you do, people that are interested in things like that will talk. I mean, there's no secret about it. It's a public thing. And you don't have to read the papers. The paper's all wrong, you see. see, you never get anything straight.
That's right.
And I haven't got into that cookie. I just haven't had. I haven't had energy. There's too much. It takes energy to get in those things. See, I got into that pollution business. I take a hand in that. You know, I don't wave the flag, but I do right smart in it. And you just get so you can't sleep at night.
You know, she said, when we was coming from, after we set you out down there at Miss Daisy's, you know, coming up here, she said, you know, she said, I like to get out. And get away from things.
Except they don't know how.
That's right.
And that's shameful. They don't know how. Go ahead, look at all the jobs going to waste in this whole countryside. All the jobs. Look at the labor that actually they need.
That's right.
And nobody do it. And these fellas and the girls can do it too. A lot of it. They don't know how to. They're going to have to see that they're going to have to have the wages and hours and Social Security and everything. See, that's all they know, that labor union stuff. Just go out like you've always done and live with your wits. They don't know a thing about it.
They don't know nothing about it. Just like them boys over there that works on our crew. There's five of them. Five of them boys. They went down to and got these food stamps.
Yeah.
They can get $28 worth of food stamps for $1.
Uh-huh.
$1. The first $28 cost them $1. Well, the way they eat, $28 worth will do them a month.
Really?
Yeah. They don't buy no clothes because they don't wear none.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't wash and clean up because they're dirty. Stay dirty.
And they got jobs over there.
They got jobs over there.
Making a living.
Making $1.80 an hour. About $75 a week they're making. Mm-hmm. Yet they go down there and me and you are paying for them food stamps.
But they find out the loopholes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, it's like I told that girl over there last Sunday when she was down here. I put it right straight to her. I said, I'll tell you one thing. A girl that's in your predicament, I told her, I said, you'd be better off to get out here on some of these farms and just work for your keep.
Yeah.
I said, you would be money ahead.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to do that.
No, she don't know how to do that. No.
Now, she's going down to Miami, where her mama is. Mama mm-hmm. works. She'll live with her mama. She'll have to work, too.
Well, she's not going to school this summer?
No, she's burnt out. Like me, she's had enough for a while.
Well, she said she's going to have to go this summer if she wasn't in order to pass two subjects that she had flunked out in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Well, she said she's going to have to go this summer 'cause she flunked out, I believe it was two classes that she flunked out in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have to go and make them up.
No, when I think of those big stiffs now, I see a lot of them, they could go home and work for their daddy and make a right smart money. But a lot of them just kill time. When I think of the sort of life they could lead and how much they could learn, you see, just working for Marvin or Ms. Glisson.
Yeah, or Dodd over there.
Or Dodd, he needs it. But see, a whole lot of that has to be learning, and you keep.
Had car, they go out here and they sleep in a tent and under an oak tree 95% of the time anyway. Why couldn't they go out there or come out here and bed down out there in a blame tent?
Yeah.
Or under one of your oak trees out there, it's just a six of one and a half a dozen of another.
Oh, God could use somebody.